Welcome back to the Budweiser pregame show. Brian Schultz, joined by Maxie Rosenblum of the BSU men's basketball team. Split last weekend at Minnesota Crookston. Two very, very close games last weekend, Maxie. You were able to get enough done Friday night, not able to get enough done on Saturday. Typically, close games are, you can pinpoint a couple of possessions where things either went right or didn't go right, and that's the outcome of the game, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, on Friday night, we had some things go away late in the game, had a couple good bounces, and unfortunately Saturday night they didn't go our way. But you know, that's life in the NSIC. On Saturday night, you got to figure out a way to get things done. And you know, everybody's kind of grinded down and tired. That's when the mental focus comes in, and that's when you really got to bear down and concentrate. And Saturday we didn't really do that. So
you guys know that no matter who you're playing, it's going to be a tough go in this league. There are no easy games. Is Friday, Saturday more of a mental grind or a physical grind?
I'd have to, it's a combination, definitely, because Friday, you know, you're feeling fresh and you're just ready to get out there and be excited. And then Saturday, that's definitely where the mental part is, because you're breaking down a little bit in those last couple minutes of the game on Saturday nights. That's when the knees start to hurt a little bit more, you know, and then you just got to focus up and bear down. Otherwise, you know, you're just not going to be able to get it done.
Saturday, if Lance Rongstad doesn't go off, you guys aren't even in that game. He hasn't necessarily done that a whole lot this year. Is that maybe one of the keys to the success of this team, is that every night it can be somebody else that steps up?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're going to get, you know, some consistent performances from our different guys, but anytime somebody else can step up and take a little bit of a load off of our main guys like Dermaine or Mason, that definitely helps for sure. And Lance stepped up in a big time way on Saturday.
Quite honestly, if Dermaine goes 0 for the night shooting, you guys probably shouldn't be in a game, should you?
Theoretically, no. But once again, Lance played huge on Saturday, absolutely huge. He had a heck of a ball game. But yeah, like you said, Dermaine, he went 0 for whatever, but we just got to figure out a way to get him easy shots and get him comfortable and get him in the groove so that doesn't happen again.
Rare Tuesday game. How difficult are these?
I mean, I think it's pretty difficult. It's a really quick turnaround from the weekend grind. So at least the short trip to Crookston. But it's definitely going to be a mental thing, I think, because, you know, we're 2 days removed from playing a pretty tough game. So we'll definitely have to see. We'll practice hard today and focus up, see what we do.
New coach, obviously, from last year. A lot of new players on this team. How has your role changed?
I don't think it's changed much, actually. I'm getting a little bit more playing time this year, you know, as people like Ellisor and Canella have moved on and whatnot. So I've had to step up, certainly. It's a different system and, you know, new players coming in, too. So it's definitely taking some time to get used to. But I think we're all starting to get it now. It's starting to come together nicely.
A lot more structure, especially offensively, compared to the past. You guys just ran a motion offense, and everybody kind of free to go about their own business. And you know, do you like a set offense, so to speak, or not?
Yeah, it's definitely grown on me, whereas before the motion was you just go out and run around for a little bit. Whoever's open, jack it up. But this is, you know, your role is more defined. Like, you have a job to do, and you can do it, and everybody else is doing their job as well. And if everybody does their job, you know, we usually do okay.
Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.